$90 off, including free shipping.
You're listening to The Rick and Bubba Show, the two sexiest fat men alive.
We know that in solving the many, many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful than government, and nothing is more powerful than God.
Since the signing of the Declaration of Independence 241 years ago, America always affirmed that liberty comes from our Creator. Our rights are given to us by God, and no earthly force can ever take those rights away. Our religious liberty is enshrined in the very First Amendment in the Bill of Rights. The American founders invoked our Creator four times in the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin reminded his colleagues at the Constitutional Convention to begin by bowing their heads in prayer.
Faith has forged the identity and the destiny of this great nation that we all love. Our nation will be renewed by hard work, a lot of intelligence, and prayer.
We don't want to see God forced out of the public square, driven out of our schools, or pushed out of our civic life. We want all children to have the opportunity to know the blessings of God.
Prayer changes hearts, transforms lives. It uplifts the soul, inspires action, and unites us all. We thank God for the faith of our people. We praise God for the blessings of freedom.
And whether we are black or brown or white, and you've heard me say this before, we all bleed the same red blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God.
We ask God to forever bless this magnificent land that we all love so much, America. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States.
You're listening to The Rick and Bubba Show.
Saturday was silent. Surely it was through.
8 minutes past the hour. A big day indeed. Election Day 2020. Thank you for being with us. We're live. The kickoff hour. Getting ready for the boys to join us. Until then, it's the good time game. We'll break things down kind of like we do. And then hand it over to the main show and continue on. Thank you so much for being with us. We have Eddie Van Adler. He's here. Mr. Greg Burgess, Michael Helms, I am Speedy. It's the good time gang. Let's bring them in. What's up, boys? Y'all fired up, ready for a day?
I am excited about the day.
Here we go. Not that we'll, you know, be here tomorrow knowing anything, but are here. We'll
maybe not from the presidency standpoint, but there'll be a lot unfolded today that we'll be excited about.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. You know, let me ask you a question. Stupid question. Here goes. You ready? So all these mail-in ballots that everybody's been doing. You know, the presidency is not the only thing they're voting on, the mail-in ballots. So if they still got to count those, don't they have to account Senate races and, you know.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying is, so will we know?
Well,
I think for a lot of places we'll have an idea.
Yeah.
But I guess nothing can be official,
It depends on, we're not worried about 40-something different, 50 different states with one Senate race. So there'll be some states where we'll know and some states we may not. Pennsylvania, we're probably not going to know until Thanksgiving, the system they've
right.
got. But we'll know based off our system in Alabama whether Doug Jones or Tommy Tuberville wins.
Hopefully so.
You know, that'll hash itself out.
Right. I was looking at some of the states that's going to allow these mail-ins to continue to be counted for quite some time. I know Ohio, Pennsylvania, Iowa, a number of states, Minnesota, I believe. So it could be where there's
you know, a week or two before we have anything called for the president, but hopefully not. Hopefully we wake up tomorrow morning and the world is shocked and it's a clear winner.
I get as much or more interested in the Senate races as I do the presidential. So if I don't know who wins tonight, the presidency, I'm still happy because I'm looking at all this other stuff too.
A lot of things in play, boys. I'm excited about it.
And to the life of me, you can't figure out why someone would take mail-in voting but not start counting them till today. I don't get that logic.
If you've been getting them, why have you not been counting them?
That makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why the Philadelphia mayor said what he said about, hey, we won't have a clue, is because they don't start counting to today of all the mail-ins. It's like, surely you get a better plan than that. I don't understand.
That's like waiting to the 15th to do your taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
What in the world?
But you had all the stuff like 6 months before.
Yeah,
right. So we'll see what's wrong with that.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know this. That there's on, we're talking about offshore betting, more money gambled on this, on any U.S. election than the Super Bowl on its size. There's a businessman, unidentified, British businessman, has put $5 million on Trump. And with the odds, he will pay out $15 million if he wins.
Good night.
I didn't realize it was such a betting thing, I guess, around the world. They say, oh, yeah, more than the Super Bowl as far as this offshore betting company. So how about that? You going to put a little down?
No, I wouldn't stay away from that.
I didn't realize that everybody, this was a big
My gambling run I had in college didn't go so well, so I'm staying away from it.
It never does. Let me guess. You came out of the gate, you were doing really good, and then you ended bad. That's pretty much the story.
A lot of weekends I'd break even.
Yeah.
Outside of that, it wasn't too good.
Yeah, I love to hear all these little, you know, every election – we sell election themed cookies and we have our own poll, or we got college football games and the outcome of whoever wins the tradition normally wins the presidency. Like I've heard this Auburn LSU deal where, you know, when they play, if Auburn wins, it's normally the Republican. If LSU wins, it's the Democrat. Yeah. You know, you hear all these things, science behind that. I know there was a story anyway in Pennsylvania. There's a bakery that has election-themed cookies, and they have their own little poll on which one's selling the most. And Trump, by far, is outselling the Biden-themed cookies. So it's like they say 6-1. And they say they have every election, they have been able to tell who wins by the sale of their cookies. So we'll see. I don't know. It's going to be fun. It's actually here. I say fun. It's going to be interesting. I'll say that. This is a big day for the Wilburns because JC gets to vote for the first time for president.
Well, and it's a big one.
Buddy. We always remember the first time you voted for the president. So,
well, his first one's a big one.
It's a big one.
Welcome to the party.
It is a big one. He is going to drive back from school today. I see where Mike Leach is a little dismayed, I guess, is the headline, where he says, you know what, I want all these college athletes to vote. But I am a little dismayed over the NCAA Election Day mandate, basically giving every student-athlete the day off.
The entire day?
The NCAA mandated the student-athletes have a day off for voting on Election Day. He said, now look, let me just be very clear.
I want to know how many of them are actually going to vote.
Yeah.
I bet not.
Well, here's what I will tell Mike Leach. This day didn't sneak up on you. So if it was that important, y'all should have done absentee ballots too.
Well, no, this isn't a Mississippi State thing. He said it's across the board. He said... And to your point, this didn't sneak up on anybody, so they should have had a better plan than just giving everybody the day off.
The problem is he has a lot of people that are out of state, so they could have done absentee ballots.
They're going to have to because they're not registered to vote where they are.
Half of them are not going to be voting anyway for that reason. Right.
Or they already have because of that reason. See, this is the NCAA trying to be sharp. Because, like when I used to work for the power company, they would let us leave early on vote day, but we had to come to work. Yeah. They didn't give us a day off, but they would go, you can leave an hour early.
And it's also one of those situations, it shouldn't be a one size fits all.
Yeah.
If you can come to practice, we're going to practice. And if you want to go vote, you go vote. And if you want to do absentee ballot, here's what you should have done 3 months ago.
Yeah.
This is not a hard thing.
Most of them have to do it anyway because they're not registered in where they're
going. He's dismayed because they're playing horrible right now.
Yeah, well, I don't think that has anything to do with this, but I think that what he's saying to y'all's point is really what y'all are saying.
No, I guarantee he has something to do with it.
Because I would love to see
if they were 5-0, he wouldn't be making these comments.
I want to hear the percentage of athletes that actually go vote.
It's going to be low.
He's really saying what y'all are saying, so y'all actually agree. He's saying everybody should vote, but I don't think they should mandate canceling practice. We can adjust our schedule and then give everybody the rest of the day off to go vote.
100%.
In other words, we can practice in the morning and send everybody. Y'all go on home and vote, do whatever. He said, we're still in school, so you got students in school. You know, he said, so everybody's going to work. Everybody's responsible enough to go vote, but mandating no practice, he said, I'm a little dismayed by that because I think we're smart enough to alter our schedule to where we can still allow people to go vote.
I want to know how many athletes are registered to vote where they're staying at.
Well, you know, I know. Yeah. Isn't that?
If they wanted to vote, they'd have to go absentee, and I'm sure the ones that wanted to have.
Mm-hmm. It says the NCAA mandated the day off after a wave of student athletes' activism swept across America over the summer.
That's all it is. That's all it is. They don't want to hear nothing. Instead of looking at the numbers, they go, okay, so y'all are now all registered here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all can go vote.
Yeah.
I want to know what your Tuesday looked like. So what time are you thinking you're voting?
Two.
Are you so in, you're treating this like a game or something where you're going to get snacks? Is a nap to stay up late? I mean, what are your plans? I want to know.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Twenty-two minutes past the hour, kickoff hours live on the Rick and Bubba Show. Election Day 2020. If you're listening live, welcome in. Thank you for being with us. Willamette, we could have an election day Willamette spin. You don't know. Did I tell you? I didn't tell you guys this, but JC and Tyler were somewhere together, and they bumped into an old friend that just loves the Willamette, and he was just screaming, "Wow, what a will!" That's
somebody loves it.
They do. And I thought about you two, Yahoos. As soon as I heard it, I was like, "Well, I need to tell Helmsy and Greg that."
You know what we should have done? We should have put a picture of Trump and a picture of Biden on the wheel. Mm-hmm. And if it landed on either one of them the first time, mm-hmm. not the first spin, but just which one's the first one it lands on, that would be the wheel pick.
Well, we can still do that, my friend.
That'd be a prediction from the wheel.
We can still do
completely
that.
Completely off subject, and I know the YouTubers can't hear it, but I love that song you were just playing.
Mom, I'm coming home.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. It's Election Day 2020, and we know this one right here, old Zip Up. He has got a plan, and okay?
I'm going to bed.
He wears these little pullovers and zips them all the way up, and I have fun
by the way, ordering three new ones here in the next few days.
And
by the way, my favorite one, I left it in Gatlinburg, or wherever we were at.
Really?
Pigeon Forge, or I cannot find it. I asked the other family if they had it by accident.
Somebody found a nice one.
And somebody in Tennessee has a very nice Rick and Bubba pullover.
Which one is it? What color?
It's the light one that's dark blue.
Good
when
night.
I say light is in weight.
Okay, I was about to say light and dark.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. But okay, light. Okay, got it.
The lightweight, dark navy blue.
Yeah.
It was my favorite.
Good night.
And it's gone.
All right, so.
I'm about to order some news.
So my election
day. I got a game plan here.
And that's funny. Very funny. And we'll have a good time with that.
I've already voted.
We've got so much going on as a family. We're just going to try. We think we know when we're going. But then as far as tonight goes, we'll watch it. But that's my plan. But you, my friend, have written down a page worth of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got me a little. I want to know. Look, I don't want to sit there tonight and just everybody's focused on, because they'll be talking about other things just than the president. I mean, it's important. Yes. But I want to know. So, for instance, here's what I've done. Because I want to know what's. What's at stake? Okay. So I got the House. No way the Republicans get back the House. Okay. I'm not trying to say that. But I've taken notes to see what would have to happen. Like they got to have a net gain of at least 18 seats for us to flip the House, us as in conservative Republicans. That's not going to happen. Okay. But I want to know how it shakes out. Currently, I've got down how many Republicans, Democrats, Libertarian, and there's five vacancies that are up for grabs.
Right.
So I've got all that written down, and we'll study that a little bit tonight. Then let's go to the upper chamber.
The Senate races that are tight,
yes,
to look for,
yeah,
the one in Alabama is in the top five.
Correct.
Just so you know,
I've got
as far as a game changer.
And that's one of them.
Yeah. And we've got a story in show prep today that we'll have that list all the ones, the tightest ones and the ones to watch.
So that was the House that I was talking about.
Yeah.
Now the Senate.
All up in the House.
All up in the.
There's 35 seats up for election.
Mm-hmm.
And 23 of those currently belong to the Republicans. 12 belong to the Democrats, in case you're counting. And everybody knows that the Republicans hold that upper chamber right now,
yeah,
fired up, and we need to continue to hold it. Critical races, the ones you were talking about, Arizona, North Carolina, Maine, Colorado, those are some of the key ones.
North Carolina's a big one, too.
Democrats need a net gain of 4 seats to take over the Senate. Now, you hear what I said, 4. That's not a lot. Mm. So this could get really tricky tonight. So the key Senate races I'm looking at, and I won't give you all the names unless you want all the names. I mean, I've got every name,
Craig,
and who they're running against and what they
that.
Do.
Yeah. I wish you'd have told me that because I have a story for you.
We've got McSally who in Arizona, and look, everybody likes astronauts. Okay, I mean, I'm a big fan of an astronaut, but I don't want Mark Kelly beating McSally.
No,
okay, I don't.
You talking about McSally?
I like astronauts as good as the next guy.
Talking about Mick,
but I hope he gets destroyed tonight. Then we go out to Colorado. Greg Gardner is running against Hickenlooper. Now, Hickenlooper.
Has anybody got a normal name?
I wish your name was Greg Hickenlooper.
He was a former governor.
I do.
He was a former governor. That's a key race. Joni Ernst is going against Teresa Greenfield, who's a real estate developer. I don't know if y'all know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Iowa. Then we go to Maine. Susan Collins.
Yeah.
She's a Republican. She's going against the Maine's House Speaker.
Yeah.
So take a look at that one. Montana, Steve Daines is going against Steve Bullock, which is a term limit governor.
Mm-hmm.
Then North Carolina, who you're talking about, Tom Tillis, he's probably going to lose to Cal Cunningham. Cal Cunningham's the one that came out, had the affair a couple weeks ago. All that was exposed,
that?
And now he's still leading and probably going to win. He's the former state attorney there. And then you get to this state, Doug Jones, Tommy Tuberville.
So let's not forget the big one is South Carolina. With
so
Lindsey Graham,
well,
and getting pushed by Jamie Harrison.
That's it.
Who's getting the most money you can imagine.
Yeah, you just heard money. My first tier. I've got a second tier.
Oh, do you?
It's in
my
the second
bad.
Tier.
Silly me.
It's in the second tier, Speedy. And they think that it was over $100 million, by the way.
Yeah,
the that guys, they put into that.
This guy's getting so much money from Hollywood. It's unbelievable.
Jamie Harrison's his name.
Yeah, he's getting more than Dougie Fresh.
So. Alaska, I won't go with the names, but Alaska, Georgia, Kansas, South Carolina that you mentioned, and Texas are the others in my second tier that I'm looking at.
Did you say Georgia?
I did.
Okay.
They've also got some special election going on, but I didn't write it down.
Yeah. Okay.
What about Constable in Minnesota? Got that one?
I've got the battleground states and their electoral votes.
There it is
right
there.
Okay, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fired up.
All right,
then on this side, I'm going to take notes as it unfolds today.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
So
now,
my playbook.
You had mentioned really more important than that is the food selection. What did you say?
Left Amanda with a snack list.
Oh, and, did you?
Yes.
Okay.
And said, hey, can we have this? Because we're like last night we had all the kids watching the news. And mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a game day, isn't it? Is it more game day food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The food is more game day like.
Yeah. Rotel dip?
Some wings,
like
rotel
that?
Dip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
some
that.
So finger foods you can snack around while you're looking at the results come in.
There it goes. Helmsy's got
I'll
it all
probably be
out.
Asleep by 9:30. Who's kidding?
Holding your little pad.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
When I wake up in 25 minutes until top of the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is the Rick and Bubba Show, and as always, we thank you for being with us. You know, a lot of you out there might be a business owner, someone that runs a business. Maybe you're an office manager, and you're thinking, you know, how can we get our message to the Rick and Bubba audience, but kind of all at once? Well, let me suggest you calling our national sponsor team at SSI. They have asked us to remind you that now it's time to get your 2021 marketing campaign secured and get a plan so you can be successful when you launch it in the new year. So we've been partnering with them for around 16 years now. It goes back to 2005, and together we can get that message across to the audience. And there's nothing better than the Rick and Bubba Army and responding to you. Our show is heard on over 50 network radio affiliates. We got us on YouTube. Thank you, Adler. He's there now. Blaze TV, 24/7 tune-in with digital radio channels, the social media platforms, podcasts. It's all there. So check it out. You can call SSI at 203-431-0790 or drop them an email at rickandbubba@syndicatedsolutions.com. And we look forward to sharing your message with our fans here at some point and creating another successful alliance. Not only do we have the best national team, but we have our local affiliates and the local sales teams in each market just get after it. And we have a great team all around, so contact us today. All right, as we roll on through, it's Election Day 2020, so that's kind of the theme. And, Greg, you have some breaking news.
I have results of the first.
You got early election results?
I got early election results. Democratic president candidate Joe Biden has won the midnight election in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, in a landslide.
You just wanted to say the name
Listen
of the
here.
City.
All five votes went to they historically
five?
Yeah.
How What's many, the population?
Well, how many people want to live in Dixville? Well, think about it.
It does there's make sense people, that it went for
twice.
Biden.
That's twice. I'm writing
That's true.
Down.
That is a great
It does make sense it went for Biden.
All right, anyway, Dixville
twice.
Notch.
That's three times. I'm writing them down.
D-I-X, buddy. That's how it's spelled.
I know.
Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. They're trying to be sharp. They have there's not, you know, there's five people, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They do this every election.
And this is the first time it's been unanimous since Nixon, which that turned out well.
Where at?
So Dixville, New Hampshire. Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.
Four times.
I wish.
Listen now. Millsfield, roughly 12 miles south of Dixville's Notch, also voted after midnight, and Trump won 16 votes to Biden's five.
Ooh.
So that's a little bigger area than Dixville's Notch.
That's six.
Not much bigger.
But like I said.
Or do they just have more people getting out to vote?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, that's true. Maybe there's maybe
the turnout
there's like eight
in Dixville
people.
May not have been all that good.
What if there's eight people in Dixville and five only?
Thank you.
Here I go.
And look,
you know how you have to remember something.
They use a racer board to put their results.
I think it's five every time. I mean, I'm getting flashes here of something from past elections in Dixville. That's nine.
This is where Dixville is, right?
Yeah,
here
they got.
The
thank you, Ed.
Thank you, sir.
Perfect.
Right there, Canada.
Yeah,
a lot of water on those maps.
11. It's 11 there.
You know, they usually have every year. Tom Tolleson, the town moderator in Dixville Notch, said last week there would normally be a big food spread and a lot of media, but because of coronavirus, they had to back that off.
Afraid of the super spreader.
60 years. It's unfortunate that we cannot celebrate. He said, I think that they could social distance and be fine, you know, with five people.
Probably.
Sure.
But they're talking about all the news coverage. In fact, I think in the past, Reagan and some of the other candidates actually stopped by.
Yeah. Did you all – let me ask you a question real quick. Did y'all –
where did they stop by?
That would be Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.
That's 13, and we can't land on 13.
Hard to believe that place isn't just loaded with a population there. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants this place. Everybody wants to be.
I'd like to see
we
some
can't
pictures
stop on
of the
13,
area.
Yeah.
Township of Dixville.
There we go. That's 14. Let's stop there.
There it is. Well, anyway, they were unanimous for Biden.
Let me ask you a question. Did y'all ever think this headline would be in the United
He's
States?
Trying to change it. By America. The way, they have a population of 11.
Okay.
That's their population size.
All right.
There it is.
11. And, in 2018, it was 11. They may have had some kids since then. Somebody moved in.
Really?
Biden released a statement saying he loves Dixville and he appreciates the support.
It's 15. Let's just stop.
There it is.
All right. 15.
I wish I lived in a place where there were only 11 people.
I know.
You do?
But then
yes.
Think about this, though. Out of 11, there's going to be a lot of them going to get on your nerves. Mm-hmm. So you may only have like one friend.
Well, you don't see them as much.
I bet you live way on out there, don't you?
Oh, it says it's, I think it's 49 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm moving there.
Dixville.
Yeah. That's it.
There it is.
Notch.
First in the nation.
Notch.
Yeah. Dixville Notch, first in the nation to vote. Here we go.
That's right.
It's held its first in the nation presidential primary since 1920.
How about that?
With the first presidential beauty contest in 1952.
Who are the six people that didn't go vote?
I know.
Maybe they're underage. Maybe they're kids.
Maybe, because if you don't go vote, you're going to be called out for
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can blend in and not vote in a big area.
Hey,
it'll be tough to blend in and not vote there.
Hey, don't complain if you don't vote.
That's right, pal. All three of you.
I'm going to change the subject if you don't mind, because we landed on 15 there. Did you ever think this headline would be in the United States of America? This is how crazy everything's gotten. Oregon governor is placing National Guard on standby ahead of election night.
See, that's ridiculous. Well, how did we get to this point? Look, you got your candidate. Vote for him. If he don't win, well, you got 4 years to get you another one and take him on then. Here's what I would like to see, too. Whoever loses, you know, the like unlike what happened when Trump won, why don't all you government officials for both sides get to work and do your job and don't spend 4 years trying to get rid of the other one?
Yeah.
Let's try to get something done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to find common ground somewhere.
Right.
But don't spend your whole 4 years trying to oust the president.
Well, the reason they did that is because they were trying to expose, the president was trying to expose what they've done for so many years in what we call the swamp.
Sure.
There's a reason why we call it swamp.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm telling
whoever wins after, let's get to work.
Yeah.
Amazon.
All y'all start doing your job and quit looking for, you know.
The Amazon Prime special that you talked about, when it really breaks down the transition from the Obama administration to the Trump administration, and how they went after General Flynn is just amazing.
Yeah, the plot against the president.
It's a watch. If you're wanting to kill a little bit of time on election night,
Amazon Prime,
the plot against the president, it is something else. And it really is good because it interview you hear from a lot of different players. And it's something to watch, but it's hard to believe they can pretty much handpick who they want to go after and then just destroy you.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's there. But I just saw that headline, and we've been talking about this. It's new. A lot of the bigger cities, the downtown areas, they're boarding up like a hurricane's coming to town. Okay. But no, it's just because of the riders. And there's stories out, and I saw one where volunteer group is warning of planned Antifa election violence regardless of the outcome. In other words, they've already pre-planned.
It don't matter who wins.
They've found stash of bricks that have been left at different various places in some of the big metro cities where it's already a planned effort. So it's just sad that that's where we are
as
a country.
And here's another sad point. Let's say, and I don't know, I really don't know how tonight's going to go. But let's say I have a feeling that Biden's going to win. Okay, I don't know if that's because I'm training myself for it not to be such a big hit.
Okay,
or I truly believe that. Okay. I don't know the answer.
We all
to that.
Do that. Okay.
But I do feel like that he's for some reason. I just have this feeling. I think things are a lot different now than they were in 2016.
And to the audience, you hope you're wrong.
I do. I pray I'm wrong.
Right.
but let's say Biden wins. Then we got a bunch of people out there that don't have anything else to do now.
That's true. What are they going to? They'll find something to complain.
What are they going to tear up? What reason?
Because I promise you, they don't care who wins. It's all about tearing stuff up.
And I think it was on Tucker last night. So I was flipping channels. I had about four or five different things going, from Everybody Loves Raymond to Tucker to Andy Griffith to West Wing. And I think it was Tucker. Certainly Tucker. I don't think Andy would have said this. he was making the comment about. Just the fact that if Trump wins, they're going to just destroy these boarded up businesses. And there are people that own these businesses that are riding on outside Black Lives Matter.
Just to keep everybody off of them.
In hopes that will keep them off that particular business.
It's not going to.
And they don't really mean it.
Well, you know, when that.
And it's not going to stop.
Well, remember.
These people don't really care about either side.
No.
They just want to tear stuff up.
What was it, Chaz or Chop Zone or whatever? They were going to the businesses saying, you better write something out here and support what we're doing, or we're basically going to take over.
Well.
And that's the United States of America, just in case y'all wondering.
So what happens if Joe Biden wins, okay? This is where to your point, Greg, they may have something they can. If Joe Biden wins and the Republicans keep the Senate, this is a very likely scenario. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then Joe Biden can use the excuse of, well, I can't get anything done. All y'all's liberal left radical movement that y'all want me to do, I can't do because the Republicans have the Senate. Because Joe Biden, I think in his heart of hearts, I think half the time he spends in his day, he don't know where he's at. The other half, I don't think he's near as radical as they want him to be.
No.
I think he is more of a modern day moderate, Okay.
But it ain't gonna matter.
But if the Senate wins and he can't get a lot done, he can fall on that and go, sorry guys, and then that's when they're gonna turn on Joe. See, they'll turn on Joe if that's the scenario. Joe's not safe.
It is remarkable, though, in Joe's political history of 47 years, how many times he's been on the wrong side of decisions. So I know what you say about moderate and all this, but he does not have a good history.
Modern day. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. No, It'll be interesting, won't it?
His record is horrible.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time.
9 minutes until top of the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rick and Bubba Show. It's the kickoff hour, Election Day 2020. If you're listening live, we are here, ready to go. Rick and Bubba are here as well. They're ready to go for the main show, and that will start here after top of the hour. Maybe it's your first time to listen to the show, and that's possible, or view the show on YouTube or Blaze TV, whatever the case. Thank you for being with us today. We are part of the Rick and Bubba staff. We've got Eddie Van Adler. I'm Speedy. There's Greg. There's Helmsy. And we are the Good Time Gang, and we just kick things off for the guys. Rick and Bubba join us for the main show coming up next hour. We want to take your phone calls. They're unscreened phone calls. You can weigh in on some of the topics that we've had so far today. Let's go out to 256. I'll just give you a prefix here.
256.
What's up, 256?
Hey, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Hey, it's Larry the Leaf.
Hey, Larry the Leaf. What's going on? Is this Larry?
You vote today, Larry?
I'm way up high in the trees where all the rhetoric doesn't hit me.
Oh, Larry, you got any room for us up there?
That's so good.
Yeah. Number one, I'm proud that for the first time, JCW 1, 2, and 3 are voting.
How about that? Three generations worth.
And I got a prediction. It's going to be a red tsunami.
Oh, red tsunami from Larry the Leaf. Wow.
Yeah, and I got here's a basic reason that everybody knows is that the Dems are so full of unadulterated hate that goes back to the hanging Chad. Mm-hmm. They can't even see straight.
Yeah. Right.
And they're pulling every dishonest, impeccable thing that you can imagine to try to undermine Trump and the Republican Party. But
absolutely.
Hey, it's going to be a red tsunami. Mm-hmm. I don't care what Helms thinks. It's
going to
be a red
tsunami. I hope you're right.
How about Larry the Leaf bringing it?
Larry, I hope you're right.
Larry, too.
Go write it on the wall. God bless you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you,
God
Larry.
Bless you, Larry.
I will say
leaf.
This.
Larry the Leaf.
Larry giving us hope.
If we know tonight, okay, that Trump has done this again, then it really ought to be eye-opening for you people that have just been kind of sitting there going, the people really don't have a whole lot to say here. Because if Trump wins tonight, America has spoke like you don't see. There's only a few people that will show these big crowds and these big towns, these big cities that are showing out. And there's a lot of people out there that love Trump, whether you want to believe that or not. You can call them names and all that. Yeah. There's a lot of love out there for that man.
Well, I think there's also something because these pollsters, and we got to get to your phones. They're flashing like crazy over here. It may be rough cut. I mean, we'll just real quick. I think there's something to say though about the I don't know what you call it, the secret voter or the hidden vote, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I think the pollsters, what they have running against them is that a lot of people aren't going to give you the time of day or tell you who they're voting or they're going to lie because of the culture that we're in now, this cancel culture where, man, if you even wear a red hat around that you're canceled just because you support the president of the United States, by the way.
Guys, it don't even have to say make America great.
No,
it's
doesn't.
Just red.
It could just be red.
That's how stupid.
So you're not going to get an honest answer from most people.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I've been getting text messages and phone calls about, are you voting? Who do you vote for?
I told them I was voting for Biden.
And so I think that's why some of this stuff's wrong. And so I hope that's the case. You need to get out and vote today. All right, so we're just flying through these, all right? Another 256. What's up?
Did I just hear Helmsy say that he has a feeling that Biden's going to win.
I do. I do have that feeling. I'm sorry. I do. I don't think Trump would have won in 2016 if Biden would have been the candidate then. I said that. I hope I'm wrong. You know that, I hope I'm wrong.
But don't you? Well, I hope you're wrong too. But don't you know that's kind of messing with the mojo? Come on, man.
That's not. That has nothing to do with mojo. I really hope you can figure out your ballot today, sir, because that's not mojo.
You going? Oh, and Trump's got it. I don't know why everybody worried about it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And you're just playing a role there. You didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Let's go to 706. What's up, 706?
You know what mojo
tried
was?
Trying to be sharp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Ever since I heard that Hillary is an elector.
Yes, in New York.
In the electric. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have entertained a fancy that Trump wins and she has to cast her vote for Trump.
that would be good. That would be so good. Yeah, because she even said, you know, I envision me not having to do that, but.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be something? Let's go to 305. 305 checking in. What's up, 305?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing? This is Jeremy in South Florida.
Hey, Jeremy. What's happening down there?
I just want to give y'all an update. It looks like Trump's playing in the Super Bowl down here. The Cubans down here love Trump. And
awesome.
I moved down here a few years ago, so it's kind of shocking to me. I wasn't expecting that. So I expect him to do well in Florida.
Well, the Cubans are anti-socialist.
That's why. They kind of have an idea what that looks like, you know. Let's go to
firsthand.
All right, let's go to.
It's been passed down generations.
29 electoral votes up for grabs there.
Yeah, let's go to 859. Have y'all 859?
North Carolina.
That's Dixville, New Hampshire.
No, it's Lexington, Kentucky.
I was close.
What up, Lexington? What's going on?
This is Sam. I email you a lot. Hey, believe it or not, that the electors do not have to vote for
that
the
is
winner.
True.
No, right. They don't, and that's going to be.
Scary.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Lexington. Let me ask you this: do you think there's a scenario where it looks like Trump is winning, but then there's a plea for them not to cast the vote for him?
If they don't, I'm going to go to Frankfurt and kick their.
There you go.
Personally,
let's go to 931. We've only got a minute left. 931. Unscreened phone calls on the kickoff hour. What's going on? What's up?
This is Jesse from Alabama.
Hey,
Jesse. Hey.
As my dad tends to say, if Joe Biden wins, we're going to hell in a handbag.
There it is. Let's go to 334. What's up, 334? All right.
All right. Got to be ready. You're blocked.
Let's go to 334 again. What's up, 334?
Yes. Good morning, guys. Hi. Hey, I've got a question.
Hey.
Maybe you can explain to people what the importance of the actual population votes, because a lot of people that I've heard, they said they're not going to vote this year because it's all about electoral votes and the popularity vote just isn't as important as it used to be.
Well, I tell you what.
I think it's actually more important.
The Electoral College is some new thing they came up with.
Well, his point, there's a lot of people out there frustrated because Trump didn't win the popular vote last time.
And I get that,
but what he's saying is go vote today, because if you can win both of them, then they can't say anything.
Yeah.
Hey, we not only won the electoral, but we won the popular vote.
You're right.
You got to deal with that for 4 years.
That's right. That's right. And I know Rick and Bubba will break that down in its entirety today. The main show starts right after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Pass the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, it brings me to my knees.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I can't start another.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, here we go. 6 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. 866, we be big is our number. We start the national anthem on Election Day.
Oh, say, can you see? The dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show, 866, We Be Big is our number. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, and Eddie Van Adler, Team Rick and Bubba all here and ready to go. Hopefully you caught them all doing the kickoff hour on all the Rick and Bubba platforms, the Rick and Bubba Radio Network, the podcast archives, live or archived on YouTube, our TuneIn app, which is 24/7, Blaze TV is a possibility for you. Catch Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, on Pluto TV every weekend. And then you got Spotify, you got Pandora. However you're grabbing the Rick and Bubba content, we are thankful that you are here. I remember back in the old days, people who wanted to do archives would actually record the show on cassette tapes. And they would have to do that on their own and keep them in piles. Boy, the times, how they have changed. Not all of it for the better, but some of it is definitely for the better. Let's bring in the other half of the two sexiest fat men alive. The pride of Cedar Springs, Alabama, but most of you probably know him best as the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the Kang's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! Folks bombarded me. I know YouTube, y'all can't hear that, but they bombarded me overnight, and I agree with them. Hey,
Could we just humbly ask for the Revelation song?
What
to,
a good one!
To
boy,
start,
a good one
to start on this, and again, because I think today, Bubba, we're praying today that America does not get what it deserves, but actually gets God's mercy.
You know, amen. Rick, amen. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want his justice.
That's one of my favorite pastors used to say.
We don't want his justice today because I got bad news for you of what we deserve from him. We better be praying for his mercy today.
I know there's a lot of people who are, you know, they've been bombarded with this election. The millions of dollars in advertising, mm-hmm. the signs, the arguments, the interviews.
Yep.
And it's kind of got on them. It's kind of got a dark cloud on them. And they're worried about this or worried about that. Look, I tell you, we are so blessed to even be having this discussion. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many people who've lived mm-hmm. throughout human history that didn't have this chance to vote, didn't have a chance to argue about it, didn't have a chance to be mad about it. So, you know what? I'm feeling extremely blessed today. And I'm glad that I live in the United States of America in the time that I live in it. And it's an exciting time. No matter how it turns out, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Because the things that really do matter to the point that you're making, the things, honestly, I know everybody doesn't agree on the way that we see things. And I can only talk about the way that we see things and what we think is the truth. Truth is not relative, but you may think it is. But as far as the things that really, 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 really matter, the things that ought to keep you up awake at night, are the things that have you at perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
Those things do not change 24 hours
from now.
No,
they do not. Mm-mm.
I mean, they don't even remotely change.
No.
Now the things you may have to deal with, you know, as you still cling to those things may change.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
But, and like I say, I've had some things already in my life that were pretty, pretty bad. I'm not afraid of an election. I'm not fretting.
Don't hold on to it too tightly today.
Hey, I'm not fretting over an election.
No. No.
I'm going to do my part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, said my piece. You don't have a whole lot to add. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's pretty clear. Yeah. But the things that really matter. And there's things in life that are very, very difficult and sad that the election, if it goes my way, is not going to make that thing better either.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
So the election, it has impact and it's important, but it doesn't have ultimate impact.
The real victory in this is the fact that we're having an election.
Thank you, Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, what a great time.
It is.
Now, we may not always have that opportunity. I realize that. so we better enjoy it while we can.
America is kind of like, you know, we were kidding around yesterday, you know, and guys talking about there used to be a time, you know, that you could disagree with somebody to the point that you may go to blows. Roll around on the ground, get up, mouth's bloody, somebody's eye about swelled shut, and then go say, hey, what, you want to go get lunch?
Yeah.
And go sit down and say, you know, we had a major disagreement, but on the other side of it, we're still together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Now, those days are kind of gone, but that's all right.
And, you know, I think the great melting pot of America, the great experiment, we've kind of turned into this tribal form where we have our group versus that group.
Tribalism, no doubt.
But we all are Americans after it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can wrestle it down however you want to. I think we're very lucky to even be having the discussion today.
Yeah, and we'll unpack that, and we'll kind of have some final words, and we'll chat with you, and we'll hear your phone calls. But let not your heart be troubled.
Absolutely. What a good one.
No. Be anxious.
John would be happy for you saying
that. Yeah. Well, that came from Jesus.
Yeah. He had it long before Sean. He likes to use
it. Sean needs to say it to himself more.
That's good.
Because he is fretting, it seems. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Pass the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
21 minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show, 866, we be big is our number. Election day today in all over our country. We all have, you know, things we're voting on today as a country, the president, that's a biggie. And then all over the country, different states with all kinds of Senate races and amendments. And it's so interesting because I've got a friend that has not lived in our state very long. And so he sends out a text to me yesterday. Hey man, can you help me with some of this other stuff that you'd have to really know what it means to have lived here for some time? And I said, you know what, I don't think I'm your source on this, on the different amendments and the way they're written and this and that and Jimmy Jam.
So I tried to get somebody else that really follows this. I said, I'm going to be a bad source. This would be like you asking me, you know, about your chainsaw. I probably want to push that over to Gear. You know, so anyway, a lot of different things going on today. And, of course, Bubba, we, you know, you and I did not start our day on a happy note. At 2:19 a.m. our time this morning, we got an email that you and I had to wake up to.
Morning. It's part of it. We get all kind of weird stuff.
Yeah.
But this one was kind of interesting.
Right. And
this comes from a young man named Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I can't wait to see the look on your fat faces come Wednesday. Oh, what a joy. We are taking this country back.
What are you talking about? You have it now.
I know you will put a smile on your face, quote a few verses, and act like everything is okay, but it is not. I know there's been a lot of talk about truth and reconciliation committees to go after his supporters. Have them apologize and renounce ever supporting him.
Mm-mm.
I'm all for it.
What?
I don't care if they send every conservative to a re-education camp. Oh. This hideous treachery can never happen in our future.
I don't think we should miss that was a 2:19 a.m. email.
Yeah.
Rick, that tells a lot.
I'd make a note of that.
Concentration camps.
Because usually if I'm emailing at 2:19 in the morning, I probably don't have to worry about what time my alarm clock
no,
is on.
No,
for some reason, I looked in the mirror because they included me on this, and the first thing I thought was, gosh, I guess I got a fat face. And then I realized they're just wanting me to be a part of it so that I make sure y'all get it.
Right.
Your face isn't near as fat as ours. I want you to know
that. I sent back to Ryan. My reply was at 5:50 a.m. Hey, Ryan, we will see. You may be right, may not. I'm just glad we still live in a place and time where we can vote, express our views, and debate them. Sure, you know how I feel, but seriously, I'll be okay either way. I do worry for the young folks who might not have the same opportunity that I had. An opportunity to set your own course, follow your own dreams, reap the benefits of your hard work. Ryan, I will continue to work to provide the highest standard of living in the history of mankind for you and for others. As far as re-education camps, I will not be attending unless the people coming to get me are a lot better shot than me. I plan on being here, and I hope you can rise to your full potential. See you tomorrow. Bubba.
I responded, Ryan, I will meet you and Big Don at exit 2:19. I will whip Don with my right hand and whip you with my left. No, I'm just kidding. I put back, we will see. Thanks for the email. You're correct. I do have a biblical worldview, and I'm a disciple of Jesus. Nations rise and fall, and I will totally agree with you, likely for different reasons. Our country does deserve God's punishment, but I pray for his mercy. But ultimately, his will be done.
Yep.
And I know that upset Ryan because we seem like we're all concerned about it. But yeah, now look, if they do the concentration camp thing, I'm with you, Bubba. You may get me in one, but boy, I won't go easy. Yeah.
No.
I'm not going to be a willing participant.
Whoever throws me in the gate's going to be scratched up.
It'll scratch.
You better get your welding gloves on.
And you better have, like you said, more firepower than I do.
You must renounce any support. Are you serious?
Good night, guys.
That's some of the thinking of some people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let me tell you something.
You got to renounce. Now, here's the thing. If you have a...
I want you to renounce one out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you... Let's see.
That's where it starts.
Oh, absolutely.
That's Bonhoeffer.
Mm-hmm. The Truth and Reconciliation Committees. To go after his, have them apologize and renounce ever supporting him. Do you really think that matters if you force them to renounce their political beliefs?
What does that do?
I mean, that's what they do in China.
Exactly.
Re-education camps.
And everybody says what they're supposed to say, and it doesn't change nothing.
Yeah, that's right out of the Soviet Union. That's the old gulag and all that stuff.
Well, it shows
Vietnam, China, you've seen it. Venezuela tried a shot at it. That worked well.
Yeah, it's good. They're eating their
pets. You can't even wipe your butt in Venezuela right now.
That's right. And,
and it was one of the highest standards of living in South America.
Super wealth.
Had money galore. All money. Yep.
So, and you know what it was? And there was a guy that I talked to. What was this yesterday? It had to be yesterday because we hadn't, the week's not very long. But I talked to a guy that said he had a friend in Venezuela. And he said it started, as we all know. He said it started
because the country was so wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
It started when Chavez showed up and says, I'm going to equal the playing field. I'm going to take the wealth and I'm going to distribute it across this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and the people that were made to be jealous of those, not that they didn't have a good life themselves. They had a good standard of living, but it wasn't as much as that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And somehow he got something that
it can't be
fair.
Yeah.
And so Chavez comes and says, well, it's not fair, and I'm going to take this and I'm going to equal this playing field, and everybody's going to be wealthy. But instead, it turns out that Chavez and now his daughter,
mm-hmm.
they're all wealthy, and everybody else lives in squalor. But it always starts out with, oh, I'm gonna help you get the man.
I'm gonna get the man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But see, what you don't realize is you now belong to the man.
Right.
That is the problem with Marxism, socialism, communism, mm-hmm. right. everything with an ism at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy sell to the uninformed masses.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they rely on. You know, Chavez, speaking of Venezuela, he was a very charismatic speaker. You know, he was entertaining when he got up
they
to speak.
Always are.
And, we've seen the old videos of Hitler. I mean, he was a crowd favorite.
Yeah. Well, he drew big crowds.
And let me just tell all of you, and again, who knows who's going to be here. And this starts the pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, which I'm not really getting that discussion. But we do know that there's one that's coming. If you think these were good speakers, buddy, he is going to be the best speaker you ever heard in your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it says he will even fool the elect. And if you get deceived by the Hitlers and the Chavezes of the world,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be easy game for this one that's going to come and bring peace to the world. And he's going to be an outstanding speaker. And, man, you're just going to find yourself loving him. And then
wanting to get on board.
Boy, yeah. Before you know it,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a bad deal.
Yeah.
And you know what part of that to set up they have to have? In Revelation 17, heard a great message on this past Sunday, is you got to have a counterfeit church. For it to work.
Mm. To give it the nod.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody paying attention?
A lot of that going on.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody paying attention to some things that some very high-ranking religious leaders are saying?
Yeah.
You got to have a counterfeit church.
Well, he's getting called out on it, too, pretty hard. He even did a little backpedaling yesterday.
Well, he needs to. Of course, the Bible has got a word for that counterfeit church. It's not very nice.
Yeah. Tickling of the ears. Tell them what they want to hear, boys.
She's clothed in scarlet, and she.
Yep.
There's some very mean words about her. Yeah.
Her services are for rent.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
We're back, 35 minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show.
Hallelujah.
Thanks for being with us.
Salvation and glory,
mm-hmm.
honor and power unto the Lord our God.
For the Lord our God is
mighty. For the Lord our God is mighty.
Yes, the Lord.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Come on, call him the Lord.
The Lord.
Say King of Kings.
All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is
all right, so
wonderful.
Let's say that you're looking at the automobile today. You crank that baby up. You're rolling out of the garage, or maybe you're just coming out of the driveway, and all of a sudden you look down and you see one of those weird symbols up there on the dashboard, and what do you think? I mean, you can't have nothing. You can't even have
not a symbol on the dashboard.
So first of all, you say you can't even have an automobile, and then you realize that your car is not under warranty, and then what's next? You can't even have a warranty.
Nope.
So don't be in that situation. If your car's no longer under warranty, go to carshield.com and get a protection plan. And if it's a covered repair, guess what, Speedy? You don't have to sweat that little light.
No.
You know what you do?
Can be stressful, Rick.
And it won't be if you're under the car shield.
Because
then they pay this ASE certified mechanic of your choice. If you have a dealership you'd rather use, they pay them directly. You get a rental car at no cost to you. Protection plan's got that covered. And even if you just have a hassle on the side of the road, a flat tire that you can't fix or whatever, you get 24/7 roadside assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So get under a protection plan with CarShield today. If you take our old friend Bubba with you, you're going to save a little money, 10% off. If you go to carshield.com, use the code Bubba, or if you call CarShield at 1-800-665-2157, mention Bubba, and you'll save 10%. There's also a link at rickandbubba.com under the sponsors. So Election Day, people already, and you guys talked about it, or if you didn't, we just talked about it in the break, I know. If you're a state that allows early voting, the last I heard, what was our final numbers, guys? I heard we were around 60 million people had already voted.
I think 100 million.
90s for sure.
And I was thinking about that. We only have 340 million people, and not everybody's voting yet.
160 million voted in 2016, I think.
Yeah.
Ahead of time?
No, total. This is the first time anybody. So that gives you a perspective of how many people are out right now voting.
What was the early voting last time? Was it about 60,000? 60 million.
I think so. 60 or below.
We're going to surpass
that already.
Yeah, we're going to be way
almost
by
double.
By the time they're all counted, they'll probably double
what we did in 2016.
And what they don't know is that new voters or is that just people trying to vote early because of COVID and the ability to do
and
so?
And it's probably a combination of all of
it. Well, I know Texas, I saw the stat this morning, they have 8.5%. More people registered to vote than they had, so they've got well enough new voters to swing that state either way.
So, so this means if you're in a state that does not allow early voting, you're probably going to see huge lines today.
Yes,
and so there's supposed to be a lot of voter turnout, and we'll see how that goes. And some indications are that already today.
Yeah, I got an email from a friend of mine this morning who's in line to vote, and she said that she was going to get there early, beat the crowd to not happening. Biggest crowd she'd ever seen.
So what does that mean? We won't really know until tomorrow. And we'll do our predictions late in the show today before we go away, just like we did 4 years ago. And one thing, though, you have to remember, because we're trying to educate, especially if you're someone that maybe you're new to all the voting or, you may have a worldview that maybe it goes one way and you're trying to figure out who you are. I mean, this all changes throughout our lives for a lot of people. Kamala Harris has vowed that she and Biden will get rid of Trump's tax cuts if elected.
Now,
that's great.
You might want to take a note of that because as we tried to educate, Robin and the Robins of the world about the so-called top 1%, and you're being convinced, as you always are, by the Democratic Party that somehow – They will be able to get all the money they need in the coffers for all these wonderful government programs they have by taxing only the top 1%. Now, we know the math does not work.
No.
Yeah.
But understand, when they roll back a tax cut, it means
a tax increase.
Everybody gets a tax increase.
Yeah. Okay. Too, Rick,
Does everybody understand? You have to understand that. Wait a minute.
You decide whether to do it or not. It was precious.
A little bit sore. You mean to tell me?
If you cut wood, you'll be sore.
You mean to tell me, like cutting wood, if my taxes were cut and then they're uncut, then I won't make as much money?
That's what I'm here to tell you.
How'd that happen? I thought it was just going to be the rich.
Well, you were just declared rich.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, boy. There's two things.
Everybody's going to be rich if we get like this bunch. Mm-hmm.
There's two things I want to point out. One, I want to give you the very latest IRS numbers, okay? And then I want to talk about what Biden has said he will do immediately, okay?
Okay.
We have brand new numbers out from the IRS for the 2021 season. That is, if these are not changed. And you fall into one of seven brackets, 10%, 12, 22, 24, 32, 35, and 37. Now, this is only federal tax, okay? If you make over $523,600, I'm going to round these off, $523,000.
Yeah, just round them.
37%. If you make over $209,000, 35%. If you make over $164,000, 32%. Okay. If you make over $86,000, 24%. If you make over $40,000, 22%. If you make over $9,000, 12%. And if you make $9,000 or less, 10%. Now, that's single filers, federal only. That is the current bracket. So back to if you make $400,000 a year, that would mean over nine, that we were having the discussion with Robin about.
She was trying to give us a tax cut.
Yeah, I know. If you would fall into the $209,000 or above, because you're not to the 523 yet, you would pay 35% income tax federal before your deduction.
And don't forget, Bubba's just telling you federal.
Yeah.
You're not even in local in state yet.
Right. Or it wouldn't be, I'm sorry, it would be, that is the rate after your deductions.
Right.
Right.
So in it.
35%.
Yeah.
So when Robin suggested it would be fair to file to charge everybody 25%, that's why we said we'll take that deal.
Robin wanted the top tax bracket to be 25%.
Yeah, and that for people making over 523 who's paying 37%, what a deal.
What a deal.
But, Rick, yeah. She was under the impression they paid none.
Right.
Yeah.
So, unbelievable. Right. Do you realize that if she knew the truth.
So 25 was a big deal from none.
Listen, yeah. Robin the Lib, if she knew the truth, Greg, if she knew the truth, she actually would come to the conclusion based on what she said that the top 1% in this country are overtaxed.
Yeah, according to her numbers.
Mm-hmm. And yet she's voting for a party that's going to tax us even more.
Yeah.
Meaning she doesn't even know what she's – you got to know this kind of stuff before you vote.
And look, these are things that Joe Biden has said that's very open, it's non-debatable, that he is going to do. He's going to repeal the tax, which is a tax increase.
Got a confirmation again on that today with Kamala.
He is going to join us back into the Paris Accord, which is going to put a lot of regulations on our industry to cut greenhouse emissions. While if the United States was even at – zero sum in that, we still have China, India, all these other. China has an exemption because they are qualified as an emerging nation. Keep that in mind, okay? So they don't have to follow the same rules we do.
How about that?
He is going to reinstall all these regulations that Donald Trump has taken out, a lot of it by executive order. And get this is the one that really amazes me. He is going to tear down the border wall on our southern border. Said he will tear it down.
Going to tear it down.
Now, Donald Trump in June of this year had a ceremony when they finished the 200th mile of the new part of the wall. Okay, 200 miles our tax dollars have been spent to put up. Joe Biden is going to take our tax money and tear it down.
Have you seen Joe Biden?
That's money well spent.
Have you seen the little campaign ad that Biden?
Now, he said that. I'm not making that up. He said that. He's going to tear down wall that Trump has built.
Did you see the little ad that he's done that you don't know as much about unless somebody shows it to you that they've put out on the he's the president for Muslims? Have you seen that one? And I don't know if anybody sees France right now, but take a look at it.
Looking good.
Says not only, you know, remember, this is a guy who claims, remember all the things he claims spiritually. Of course, he's trashed all those on his view on where life begins in marriage, so we don't have to go much further on that. But he claims that he's going to put in his cabinet that he will put more Muslims in his cabinet because he says the Muslim Americans there he wants to embrace and bring more of that into the government, more of the people like we have with Omar and what's the other one, I forget her name too,
Tlaib.
Yeah, Tlaib. And he wants more of
the
that.
Whole squad.
He wants more of that in his cabinet and has told them that will happen if they vote for him. So. And just get you a gander at France before you move on that one. Those that have ulterior motives by going into the government. You know, look what happened at London when they elected a Muslim mayor. You know what was rolling on the double decker buses the next day, or as soon as he could get them on there, it could have been the next day. A little something about Allah and praise be to Allah and all that.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It's 9 minutes to the top of the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. 866 We Be Big is our number. Phone call standing by. Your time to get in. Harry Murdahl's ready.
Long distance, directory assistance, every code
make a comment, ask a question, bring information to the table. We don't know what the rules are and certainly don't break the rules. But if the rules allow for you to call us as you stand in line to vote, listening to us on your affiliate, the TuneIn app, or however you're getting the program today on your earbuds, if you can call us standing in line to tell us you know, what you're experiencing, go ahead and do that. And we'd like to see, because we're getting a lot of emails all over the country that the lines are very long. Let's start with Gracie. Gracie has 30 seconds on the program. Gracie, you got 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to 100.3 The River. Go ahead.
Hey, so you guys were talking about Biden wanting to put Muslim Americans in his cabinet, and I just don't understand the problem with that. As a Christian and as someone who read Bronner and loved it, you know, I don't understand why we wouldn't want our Muslim Americans represented, you know, in our cabinet.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, because it's even more perplexing that you're a Christian and say that. You do know what Muslims believe about your faith, right?
Yes.
So do you think, straight up, do you think that God would want you to put things in power that blaspheme him?
I think that the people that are Muslim that maybe don't have extreme views like that, I think that they have a right to have their voice represented. And I don't think that necessarily means bringing their, you know, that God is blasphemy into it. But I do think that people who are Muslims who live in this country have every right to be represented. And you know, I have Muslim friends that I want represented, and I want to see, you know, our government to be black, white, pink, purple.
Oh,
you know,
sure. Yeah. Now you're talking about ethnicity. I'm not talking about ethnicity.
No, I'm talking
about a world view, because you do see some of the comments that some of the, and certainly not all, like you said, if it's someone that is not an extremist, but you do know the extremist Islamists, they do want to overthrow this country, and we have been at war with them for quite a while. And the ultimate goal is they have jihad, which is what you see when they're bombing the buildings and they're doing all this. But then you have something called FATA, and that means that they infiltrate the government and infiltrate the community, you know, portraying as being peace-loving Muslims who mean no harm. And then you look at France, and then they rise up. But the ultimate goal of a fundamental Muslim is that we all be under Sharia law. And I just think that because all Biden's doing is he's being careless with it, saying that I'm trying to be sharp by getting a voter base. But
Biden.
Oh, I got you. But I'm telling you, don't be. What I said may have sounded harsh, but you got to understand the reality of it. And I know that doesn't play well in kind of the storybook version that we create in society. But you have to know what people's convictions are. Like, for instance, if you voted for me, here's what you would know. I'm going to stand against abortion on demand. I'm going to stand against gay marriage. And where does that come from? Does it come from my patriotism? No, it doesn't. Does it come from my love of freedom? It really doesn't. You know where it comes from, don't you? Where does it come from?
It comes from your faith.
It comes from
your faith.
Yeah, so anybody who has a faith, you do need to vet that faith out. And because it will, it does influence the America that they may want. And I do think that, you know, I know it's not politically correct and even got a rise out of you, but I'm telling you, this is a very serious thing and it shouldn't be taken lightly.
Gracie, I'm sorry. Are you familiar with what's going on in France right now?
I am not.
Well, they've just had three beheadings in the last week or two. And some of the Muslim leaders have come out and said it is the right of a Muslim to behead anybody who speaks negatively of the Prophet Muhammad. Now, they said that. Mm-hmm. And the president of France is saying we have to have free speech. That's our law. And they're saying, no, you don't. That's where it ends right there. And they're beheading anybody who disagrees with them. Yeah. I mean, they beheaded a teacher in the street. You realize that, right?
Yeah. Like in your case, do you think Jewish people just too bad for them that Omar has talked about that, you know, openly that she would love to eradicate the Jewish people and is anti-Israel? Do you think what about our Jewish brothers and sisters in the way that some of the representatives who represent Islam see them? You know, and to Bubba's point about France, do you realize the mayor of London? put on the double-decker buses. Praise be to Allah. Now, how do you think the Lord that you serve would see your vote that way?
I just think we're talking about two different extremes. I wouldn't want to.
I don't. Everything I do comes through a biblical worldview, 100%.
I think like the Westboro Baptist Church Christians, I wouldn't want them in power.
And we speak out against them.
So if somebody wanted to go, was going to be voted right now, and they were from Westboro Baptist Church, would you say that you wouldn't vote for a candidate that says he wants a bunch of them on his cabinet?
Absolutely. I would say I would not vote for them. But okay.
Now you're kind of making my point. They need to be vetted out to see where they stand. And I don't think Omar and Tlaib were vetted out very well. And I think they use our political correctness against us. And because you, being a wonderful woman, it sounds like a very kind person, but sometimes you're the ultimate goal of a Christian is not to be liked. And I think sometimes, especially in the Western church, we're starting to think that's the ultimate goal. It wasn't Jesus' ultimate goal. It wasn't his disciples' ultimate goal. We abide and we try to be good citizens. But when we stand for the one and only truth, we stand against all things that I wasn't fired up about Romney because I don't agree with Romney's faith. And I had a very difficult time. I said, this guy right here, and like I've said, people who write these op-eds about how mean Trump is, but they didn't say anything about the belief system of Romney. See, that's inconsistent in my opinion. I think people's religious convictions are really, really important, and they're not to be taken lightly, and I think Biden is reckless with it.
And like I said, I'm not advocating for Biden. I just think that, you know, we don't want extremists of any kind in our government, but I do.
I'd take an extreme Christian. Yeah. I take a devout follower of Jesus all day long. But anyway, I
think you have to look at what,
I understand what
they're
you're saying,
saying
but you got
to
understand what I'm saying, too.
I mean, you have to look at what they're saying they want.
Right, yeah.
And people who have come from that part of the world who have converted have told us they're lying to you. Right. They're here to overrun you. Yeah. That's what they tell us.
We'll take more phone calls next. Rick and Bubba.